Nearly a year after the indigenous-led housing project was started, things are going smoothly and according to plan, said Roger Kishi, WACHE Program Coordinator of Homeless and Housing Programs. Related. Funding in place for Indigenous Affordable Housing Project in Kootenay. We're still moving forward with the construction. The past weekend has been pretty cold and we had some snow and rainstorms that slowed down some of the work, but the project is still on schedule, said Kishi. We're looking at construction completion towards the end of this year and then hopefully moving tenants in early 2025. Located at 1679 McPhee Avenue, Nat Samot, meaning, together as one, as a five-story building featuring 40 studio and one-bedroom housing units, close to amenities such as the WACHE Friendship Center Society, WFCS, public transit, a community center, and commercial services. For the WACHE housing project, 20% will be set at $375, or the income assistance shelter rate for a unit, 30% at the low end of the market value, and half geared to income through subsidized rent. While the application process will be open to all, Kishi stated that WFCS, in partnership with Makola Housing Society, will prioritize low-income Indigenous elders. The tenant selection process is set to begin in late summer or early fall of this year. Indigenous peoples were overrepresented in the homeless population compared to the population in general, said Kishi. The majority of Indigenous people do not live on reserves. They live in urban areas across Canada. Indigenous housing and services providers have been advocating for years that the resources are not there to address the needs of the Indigenous community. There's a lot more work that needs to be done. The last point-in-time homeless count, published in October 2023, revealed that 28% of respondents identified as Indigenous, despite Indigenous individuals making up only 7% of the Valley's total population. Though Kishi welcomes the help of the provincial and municipal governments, as well as support from community partnerships, the need for more housing remains. There is still an overall need for affordable non-market housing in the Comox Valley, he said. Right now there are two funding opportunities available through BC Housing, the Community Housing Fund and the Indigenous Housing Fund. Hopefully, we'll see some successful applicants from the Valley. Related. Kootenay project to house low-income Indigenous seniors, singles. Newsletter. Sign up for local news updates to your email.